Half an hour later, there is a wetter, juicier eating noise as though someone was eating a very moist baseball bat. Oh, what now? The dog is hunched over the remains of a butternut squash. Okay, fine. I stomp over and empty out the entire vegetable bowl into the trash. We just won't have any root vegetables anymore. There. Are you happy?
I'm not even remotely sorry. I told you I was hungry. And you went to a funeral without me.
Arrgh! A half hour later, there is another baseball bat eating noise from the kitchen. The dog, who apparently does not know how to win gracefully, has found another sweet potato, or possibly caused one to materialize from the rift. I haul the chewed sweet potato parts from the mouth of a dog who is very reluctant to part with them. Oh my God, how is this my life?
Don't you think it would be just easier to feed me?
Everyone go to the bedroom and stay there. Eat nothing.
Actually, I feel not so good.
The dog throws up and the vomit is very bright orange. Unfortunate details ensue. Sometime later, attempting to rescue something from the wreckage. So what have we learned from this?
Sweet potatoes are yummy.
Our other dog, who I haven't mentioned before, is looking thoughtful. And I can sense him thinking,
I should pay more attention to crunching noises. Sweet potatoes are probably yummy.
I need a lobotomy. And that, best beloved, and everyone else who made it through that, is what kind of a day it has been. Frigging sweet potatoes, argh!